This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Three teenage boys were involved in a fatal shooting at a mobile home park in Aurora over the weekend. Police say one 15-year-old boy was playing with a gun when it went off, injuring him and fatally shooting another boy. Police are still investigating how the boys obtained the firearm, but they say the boy allegedly responsible for the shooting the gun was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder. Colorado lawmakers are halfway through the annual legislative session, and as one lawmaker joked, now is when the real work gets done. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state is facing a roughly $1 billion shortfall. Over the next few weeks, the legislature's Joint Budget Committee will finalize its recommended cuts. Democratic Representative Shannon Byrd is the committee's vice chair.
I think this is going to be a very hard year for our state. I think that's how I feel. No easy choices.
Colorado's constitution requires a balanced budget. Health care and education make up the most state spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado is facing a shortage of veterinary care for the state's pets and livestock. Lawmakers hope to ease the situation somewhat by lifting a cap on enrollment at Colorado State University's veterinary school. Currently, the school can only enroll around 300 tuition-paying students at a time. A bipartisan group of lawmakers worked together on removing that cap. Their bill is now on the governor's desk. Traffic is easing somewhat after being jammed on southbound I-25 from around Arapahoe Road and Centennial to Castle Pines Parkway due to a vehicle fire closing the left lane there. This is CPR News.